We're talking today with Courtney May. Courtney, of course, is the state president of the Oklahoma FFA. Courtney, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, you're actually in your second year as state officer. What's different year two versus year one?
Well, I think the biggest difference is last year I kind of worried about myself and everything that I had to do. And then as state president, not only are you worrying about yourself, but you're worrying about everything else that your teammates are doing. But I definitely commend my teammates this year on a job well done. You know, they've made it extremely easy for me as far as serving for state FFA president. And I think a lot of people don't realize the bond that you do have with your teammates. And I've gained, you know, 14 new friends throughout my journey of these past 2 years. It truly has been an incredible experience.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that state officers do to represent Oklahoma FFA. What are some of the examples?
Well, I think the examples maybe that you would see as an FFA member would be state convention, you know, cult conference, the different leadership conferences that we do. But one of the favorite things that we get to do is chapter visits and goodwill tour, where we just get to travel to the individual chapters and really try to get to know the FFA members on a personal basis.
I know that you also have a chance to go up to at least to Washington, D.C., to our nation's capital, and work with some of the other state officers from other states.
Yes, and that was one of my highlights for this year as far as serving as state FFA president was going to a state president's conference in Washington, D.C. It's really cool to see how the other associations, different states work, because it's really different from Oklahoma, and a lot of states are really similar, but at the same time you get to see how their association works and what they put emphasis on and different things like that. So it was a really neat experience.
Let's talk a little bit about the state competitions. We got obviously speech contest and Parley Pro and the judging contest, all that's going on this weekend in Stillwater. How important are these competitions to FFA members?
Well, I think throughout the year, you know, you're practicing up, you're going to all these other contests, whether they're put on it by a junior college or whatever it might be. But I think this weekend at OSU, the Interscholastic, is definitely that final time where you're either ready to go or, you know, you've been preparing all year long for this event and you're definitely excited, you're anxious, you're nervous, you can't wait for results. But it's definitely a time to reward FFA members for the hard work that they've been doing throughout the school year.
Let's talk a little bit about convention coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, the actual events. You've been preparing, what, months?
Yes, months. I didn't really realize before as state officer how many months of preparation actually went into state convention, but we actually start preparing everything in the fall, and by December, almost everything for convention is ready to go. So it's definitely kind of overwhelming, you know, when you get the script and everything, and I don't think any of us are ready to say our final goodbyes at convention, but it's definitely going to be exciting and a wonderful experience.
What do you think FFA convention means to those members as they come in from all the chapters?
I think it's a really good time to reward our members for, you know, all their accomplishments throughout the year. And not only that, our members get to see the sponsors, the alumni, you know, people who are receiving their honorary state FFA degree, all the state FFA degree recipients. And it's a good time to motivate those young FFA members, not only reward them for their accomplishments, but also motivate, you know, the next generation to keep dreaming big and working hard.
When we think about, you know, some of the opportunities that FFA members have as they come to Oklahoma City, there are leadership training type activities, right?
Yes, there are a lot of leadership training activities. There's workshops put on at convention. There's motivational speakers. So it's definitely a good, I guess, the leadership aspect is there. And the young FFA members who maybe didn't have the opportunity to go to some of our leadership camps or leadership conferences kind of get a feel of that at state FFA convention.
For you personally, what I know that you kind of grown up with FFA from your family situation and everything. What do you think FFA has done for you?
I think personally, it's probably really helped me get out of my shell and get outside of my comfort zone. It might not seem like it, but I was kind of, you know, that shy eighth grader that didn't really want to say anything. And it's really helped me get outside of my shell. And I began to do public speaking and parliamentary procedure and the leadership side of things. And it really has helped me open up, and my communication skills have got so much better. So I truly do credit all that to the FFA.
What's ahead for you?
Well, ahead for me after convention, I'm going to, first of all, go back to OSU and finish taking all my finals. So crossing my fingers that all that goes well. And then after that, I really don't know. You know, I have a lot of goals in mind. I don't have one specific thing that I'm focusing on or thinking about doing, but I have a lot of things in mind. So hopefully I'll accomplish all of the goals that I have set out for myself before college is over.
I know that, you know, traditionally we always kind of think, you know, whether or not is this a president that would be interested in going to that next level. Are you interested in exploring that, being that national officer candidate for Oklahoma?
That has definitely been a thought in the back of my mind, and I will be receiving my American FFA degree at National Convention in the fall, and I have been talking to past national officers about their experience and, you know, different things that you have to be prepared for. And, you know, first I would go through the Oklahoma nominating committee. So that has been something in the back of my mind, and I'm definitely holding that close to my heart. I've been praying about it and thinking about it a lot. So I think that that might, you know, be the next step for me if I decide to do that.
The 2011-2012 State President of the Oklahoma FFA Association, Courtney May from the Hayworth FFA chapter. She'll be wrapping up her year as president on Wednesday evening at the 2012 86th State FFA Convention in downtown Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.